the transitive property. I'm the daughter of an artist and an engineer, and I'd like to think I embrace both perspectives, especially when it comes to my faith. I prefer to think outside the box, or in this case, the Bible, about who God is and what my relationship with this higher power might be. Simultaneously, I try to make sense of God, organize my faith, and fit it neatly inside the box. There is a tension there that I often find challenging and uncomfortable. But when I hold these two perspectives together, I find opportunities to enrich my spirituality and faith journey in ways that bring greater clarity, joy, and peace. For instance, I recently heard the phrase, God alone brings, and it was followed by a list of wonderful things. Seems like a nice phrase, right? But my mind kept spinning around that word alone. Is the only way to experience wonderful things through God, and more specifically, the God that I've been taught to believe in since I was a child, the Christian God? I'll be honest, it made me deeply uncomfortable. Enter the transitive property. Remember that helpful algebraic theorem? Did I mention my dad's an engineer? The transitive property states that if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. So applying that theorem here, if God is love, then love alone brings wonderful things. Love alone brings salvation. Love alone brings peace. Through love, all things are possible. I'm fully aware that my approach is not right for everyone, but for me, I have found that by substituting love for God, those phrases resonate more fully. They're active, inclusive, welcoming, and clear. By focusing on love, first, most, and always, we can truly be the people God calls us to be.